whites get upset. The Negroes get upset. Or even the Mexicans. It makes no difference. Makes no difference. And the reason that even Yahweh would speak that to us to let us know that there's such trash in you. If you don't get that out, you're going to die in your sins. You're going to die that way. And you're going to hell. Sure you are. We have no heritage in any lineage of the flesh. None whatsoever. And if you have any heritage in that, you're sickly on your way to hell. That's right. That's the truth. And I'm not offended what they say about black folks. I'm not offended what they say about white folks. What they say about Mexicans. I'm offended when they began to mess with my brothers and sisters now. I'm a big brother. Hey, I'm your big brother. Sure, when they mess with you, then hey, that's a different thing then. That's right. That's right, Brother Dave. You're my older brother, but I'm a big brother, all right? I get upset when that happens. Nah, that's a different ball game. You're treading on a different track now. We're ready to go to town now. What do you do? I'll fight. Why? Because that is the kingdom. That is part of the kingdom. Yahshua said, if this was my father's kingdom, then I would fight. He said, no, but that, he would fight for him, see, to fight. Huh? Sure will. And that's what he's doing today. He's fighting for our souls. To deliver us from all of our traditions and our antiquated fleshly ways. He says, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I say I'm the Son of Yahweh. Now, if a man used Yahweh's name like that, he blasphemed. And because he said, he didn't say I'm the Son of God, he said I'm the Son of Yahweh. That's why they say you blasphemeth. Because if a man blasphemed, he died, period. Verse 37, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. Why do you think he had to do those profound works, saints? He did that for the folks to know that they were so that no man could do these works unless Yahweh be with him. They had heard about the great feat of the Red Sea. They had heard about the great things that he had done. And they knew that no man could do those works unless Yahweh was with that man. They knew that. He said, if the works that I do of my Father, he said, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not then. But if I do, though ye believe not, believe the works that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. For what reason? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. See, that's why we ask it in his name. And everything in his name, that the Father is glorified in the Son. Do you hear that, saints? That ain't complicated. Everything we ask in Yahshua's name that what? That Yahweh may be glorified, because we know that the works cannot be done unless the Father does the works. And he said, everything you ask in my name, every time you say Yahweh bless Yahshua, I think it's done, it glorifies the Father. It is done in his name that he glorifies the Father. Glory. John chapter 6. That's good there though. Let me read it if I have time. John chapter 6 verse 26. Thank you, Father. Yahshua answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat loaves and were filled. He said, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him now, he called himself the Son of Man, didn't he? He said, for him hath who? What it says there? No, God the Father, doesn't it? But him hath Yahweh the Father sealed. The Father sealed him. Ain't no doubt about it. Not some God, but the Father sealed him. Yahweh sealed him. And he said, him whom Yahweh the Father. That's in red edition, so Yahshua speaking that. He had to have a father. Ray says, my Father has sealed me. Who is your father? Ray. Ray Sr. He said, him hath Yahweh the Father sealed. Verse 32 of the same chapter. Then Yahshua said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that which bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God, that's what it says, but for the bread of Yahweh, that's what he tells you what the bread is now. For the bread of Yahweh is he which cometh down from heaven and give life unto the world. He said, that's the bread. Yahweh gave Moses bread, but it's not the bread that gives life. They ate their bread and they died. We've eaten the bread of the traditions of Moses and we've died. And now he said, you got to eat the bread that comes from Yahweh, his divine truth. He said, I am that bread. And that's what he says. For the bread of God. They took that out and put God. For the bread of Yahweh is he which come down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. They said unto him, Master, evermore give us this bread. Verse 42, same chapter 6 John. And they said, is this not Yahshua the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? See the natural minds? Yahweh revealed that unto his people. He said, how can that be? He the son of Joseph and Mary? Yahshua therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not amongst yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him. Now that's how we come to Yahshua. The Father draws you. How can we deny that? This is a crazy world today. He said, the only way you're going to come to me is that the Father draw you. No man can come unto me except now the Father draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. He said, the only way you can come, Yahweh has to draw you. Then he goes to say, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught of who? No, in that text, taught of who? He said, they shall be taught of Yahweh. Did not Yahweh not teach his people? Sure he did. And they shall be taught of Yahweh. Every man therefore that heareth and have learned of the Father cometh unto me. Every man that know that Yahweh, he said, it's written now. It was written before I came. And every man that knoweth of the Father and have learned of the Father, they know that I am the one that he sent. Did you hear that? That's simple. He said it was already written out by the prophets. Now you that say you understand scripture, what he was saying, all you that know and have heard what the scripture says and believe it, you will know that I'm the one that Yahweh has sent. That ain't hard to understand. Preach on, Pastor Robert. I am. Don't worry. Verse 46. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of Yahweh. Save he which is of God. But he which is of Yahweh, he has seen the Father. He said, I am of Yahweh because I am sent from him. I am the Son and I am he in this flesh. Just like she is me and I am her. I have no power in my body, neither she has any power of her body. How is that? I don't understand that power, but the scripture says it. I believe it. And one day by and by, I'll understand that. He'll bring me to greater understanding. I don't understand all things, but I understand what I need to know him. That's all that matters. I have to get before his presence. I can cry, Abba, I need you, Holy One. Yes, Father. I like calling him Father. I like calling him Yahweh. I like calling on the power of his Son that the witness in me to make sure that it is there. He is going to be feared. When it's all finished, he's going to say, you're going to know I did it. And I'm the one. And as even as old prophets dare, we say, the only one we're going to ever see is going to be Yahshua because he is the very express image of the Father. Isn't that sad? Because don't you know in the kingdom he's going to rule with a rod of iron even then? For the 1,000-year millennium reign, he's still going to have to rule. Because this is a stubborn, wicked people. You don't have to look at any brother or sister. I'm telling you. If you can ever get your eyes on them, you don't have to worry about critiquing me. You got enough critiquing you. You deal with you righteously. You will get your health right. And by you doing right, I will, boy, it will bring me under such conviction I want to do right. That's fact. No doubt about that. Or whatsoever. And so what you got to deal with everything, you got to deal with these little crazy personalities, little ideas, little in the windows and likes and dislikes. You don't have the mind of Yahweh. Yahshua is not dwelling in you. Just flat out telling you. You get back on the old bitch, they would say, get on the mall, get back down there. You better get on the mall on this bench. You ain't got no keeping power. You stay for an hour, then you fall for the next 23 hours. He's going to have a people that's going to stand. Oh, Father, I don't know how to express it, but this fiery trial that's going to try us, I don't even think you'll understand that. I say to my wife, sometime I'm going to be gone. She said, no, sir, you're going to be here. I said, I'm not going to receive that spirit of prophecy from you. Yeah, our strength is going to be the testimony of Yahshua. That Yahweh has done this, and that's the witness that we know we're glorifying the Father even in death, as He did. That's going to be our strength, and that's the way we're going to overcome. And that's why Yahweh, many of the strongholds, He's tearing them down. That's why we have to take them out into the wilderness and tear down a lot of that trash and get it out of them. You got to get out of your little Baptist traditions, your little Pentecostal, your little oneness, your little Trinitarian. All that trash must come out, that you may know that He is the only true living Elohim. Yahshua says, your sin forgiven. They say, hey, you know you blaspheme. Only Yahweh can forgive sin. They knew that. Only He can forgive sin. Glory to the Lamb. I bless you, Yahweh. I thank you. He says, John chapter 8, verse what, 45? Okay. He said, because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? Look at what he says now. I know exactly how he said, he that is of God heareth what? God's word. But what he said, he that is of Yahweh heareth Yahweh's words. Verse 47, John 8. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of Yahweh. If you were birthed of his spirit, he said, you would hear his word. He said, because you can't hear him, because you're not of him. And this is the generation that can't hear nothing the Father says. No correction, no instructions. It doesn't receive anything. They hear their own little tongue talking to them. Their own little deceitful hearts. Their lying ways. Don't you know that that tongue of yours is a world of iniquity? It speaks what it thinks, speaks what it feels, speaks what it likes. It's just on fire, the course of nations. And Yahweh said, it's going to be set on the fire of hell too. You better cut it out. If that tongue offends him, cut it out. It's better to go into eternity without a tongue than to have that little thing in your mouth that corrupts your soul. That's why you're not going on into the perfection of Yahweh, into the purity. You're going into what I would use more into ungodliness, uncleanliness. Because your mouths and your tongues and the way you talk and your filthy conversation, that genders more ungodliness, more unrighteousness. You get attitudes and personalities. It's not the personality of the Father. And quite frankly, I don't care if not one of you stand by my side. I tell you that truth. Not even you, woman. He stay by my side. And that's a fact. I know he will. Amen. He's called me. So I'm sold out. I'm dead. Ain't nothing I need but more of him. Glory. Got a little place to lay my head. I saw Elder Crawford needs more of him. Walking in the power of his light. Don't need no more money. Don't need no more going. Need to go in him. Glory. St. John chapter 8, verse 54. He got a beautiful talent. Would it be a beautiful thing that he can teach young men to glorify Yahweh with that talent to teach them in these last days? Sure it is. He give him a gift for that purpose. John chapter 8, verse 54. Yahshua answered, if I honor myself, he said, my honor is nothing. Do you believe that? I believe it. You don't even have to explain that to me. I just believe it. I don't need no revelation of that. It's just simple. If my he said, it is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your way. Yeah, you say that's your Elohim. That's your Yahweh. That's what you say. You know him. He said, that's who honored me. He said, you even call him your great high priest. Huh? Yahshua came out of the order of Melchizedek. Had no beginning, no end. What a profound thing. Exalted high. And when he met Abraham, Abraham gave him a tenth of his goods. That's what he did. And so we give not only a tenth today, but we give all. Because he paid the price. Verse 55, he says, ye have not known him, yet ye have not known him. He said, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I should be a liar. Like unto you. He said, well, I don't know Yahweh. I'm a liar. And I'll be just like you, so I ain't going to change that. I ain't changing nothing, saints. I know that this is his name, but I ain't changing. I'll be a liar just like you. But I know him, and I keep his saying. He says in verse 29, John 10 and verse 29, this is the honor that he bestowed upon the Father, the glory. The Son honoreth his Father. I watched Brother Dale's little boy back there. Man, he likes Mama. It was a different ball game with Daddy. Daddy let him get dirty. He was out there eating a leaf for the day. Old Brother Dale trying to fuss him. Man, he'll be all right. He goes to Mama's house. She'd have had a fit. I said, good. Of course, when I handle him, I let him get down in the dirt and get his posterior dirty, and he'll be all right. Yeah, you go kill him. But it's something about Daddy, because there's a profound liberty there. He know Mama, he said, stop, baby. Daddy said, get down there and go on. Well, fall down. That's all right. He started crying. He said, but he knows he has the comfort of Daddy. He said, come here, boy. That's the truth. Glory. Good to have a father. I've never known that, Sean. Should you be a father to him? I'd like to see what that feel like, really. But I have a father. So it's greater than R.J. Nichols. The story I've always told you all, as Yahweh bring things to my remembrance, how he has brought me along this path. Of all things I want to know for my mother. I knew I had a father. That was just one thing I want to know. Tell me his name. You tell me his name, that's not enough. And she said to me, his name is R.J. Nichols. And I've never forgotten the name. I fell onto that name. I didn't have a daddy. When they asked you on the papers in school, father's name, you couldn't put father. I was proud too. I could put R.J. Nichols there. Who was it? Didn't know him, but I knew he was R.J. Nichols. What did that mean? I had a daddy. Had a father. So I could put his name down. So they say, who is your daddy? Yahshua, he says, Yahweh. He said, put it down because it's written there. Back then, on those old birth certificates, they didn't. My birth certificate, it says father unknown. That's the truth. I got my birth certificate. Father unknown. Back in those days in the 50s, 40s, they really didn't make birth certificates. They made them when they felt like making them. I was actually born June 6th. My birthday certificate says I was born June 14th. My mother said, you were born June 6th. Believe me, she hasn't forgotten that day. When that child comes, they will never forget that day. Above all, she won't. And so she said, you were born June 6th, 1955. My birth certificate says June 14th, 1955. Mother, Bithynia Roberts. Father, /unknown, /. That's all right. I got one. Got just what I needed. Oh, yes. Got my father, sure. I got a father. I bless him for that. That's all right. I ain't sad. I don't feel bad either. I got a papa. You hear that, Ray? I got a papa. And I know his name, too. And I can call him by name. Just like he said, this is my beloved son. In whom? They did hear a voice coming from heaven. Now these liars will say, well, that was Yahshua saying that. That's a lie. It came from the throne of Yahweh. This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased in. And it thundered from the heavens. Even the witness there when he was baptized, this is my son. He said, I'm pleased with what he's doing. How do they help us, Father? Glory. He says, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. He said, they're in the Father's hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. John 10:29, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I am my Father are one. You see, that's what men have construed this, trying to explain that. I just believe what it says. The record is one. Ain't no two different records. It's one. Joshua answered and said unto them, look what he says now. Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of Yahweh came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I'm the Son of Yahweh. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. Now, St. John chapter 12. So they consider he was blaspheming the Father because he said Yahweh was his Father. John chapter 12, verse 27. Look what Joshua said. I love this here. He says in John 12, verse 27. He said, now is my soul troubled. What shall I say? Father? That's what he cried. It's nothing like the tender warmth of a father. That's why every son needs to know that. That's why Yahweh doesn't want to put any burden on this man or this man or that man, that they can't be with their families and love their sons and their daughters. He really doesn't. He wants to get the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches and other lusts entering in. He wants to keep that from you so that you may know. And you as a father may experience the father's love to a son. And then you can understand the very glory of the power of Yahweh, brother. He don't want nothing pressed upon you that will cause you to want to leave your wife or leave your son. That's what the world has done. Causing many fathers to leave. Causing many mothers to fight against their husbands. So he puts you in a simple place. You can eat. You can bathe. And you can bring yourself in the fear of Yahweh. Man, what a statement. That's all right. He said, now my soul in me, Yahweh. What I say, Father, save me from this hour. He said, but for this cause came I unto this hour. He said, for every reason I was birthed, it was for this hour. And verse 28, look what he says. He says, Father, glorify thy name. That means his authority. Say what you will. He means glorify your name, Father. That's what he says in verse 28. He says, Father. Then he addresses him as Father. Because he needed that warmth and that tenderness of a father. When he wanted to keep straight in line, he would call him Yahweh. That's what he called him, because there was fear there. When he needed that, because his soul was troubled. And so he needed that father's gentleness. So he said, Father, glorify. I can't do it. Glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from where? Heaven. You don't have to say it, but it's still there. Heaven. Shand. I have both glorified it. Yes, I have. And I will glorify it again. He said, glorify your name, Father. Why not glorify your authority? He said, glorify your name. And Yahweh has a name. And it's not Lord God. Say what you will and fight all you want to. He said, Father, glorify your name. Well, that's wrong. Well, the King James didn't throw it out. His prayer was, Father, glorify thy name. And Yahweh thunder from heaven. Well, there are those that say, well, he was he threw his voice from heaven. I've heard that trash. That I have, brother. I've heard those from Apostle. That wasn't the Father. That was Yahshua saying. Well, no. I say, you crazy folks. Do I even answer folks? I don't even say nothing. I just look at him. Okay. I go to fight with them, saints. Because when they're steeped in the doctrine, you can't change them. How do I know? Because Yahshua can change them from their traditions and their ways. You think I can do that? No, I can't do it. If he doesn't draw a man unto him, you're not going to even come. So leave him alone, brothers and sisters. And that's the truth. Father, glorify thy name. That's what he said. You can say anything you want to. You can twist this any way you want to. That's just it. He said, Father. He had a father. He was not his father. He said, Father, glorify thy name. That's what he said. That's what he said. You can twist it. You can work it. He said, Father, 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 glorify thy name. And the scripture said, then came a voice. Is this not a voice you're hearing now? Then came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. And others said, an angel spake unto him. Even they couldn't even hear what he said, because it wasn't given unto them to hear. To give it unto us to hear in these last hours. Sure it is. I thank you always for that. Sure. Sure. And he shall raise up men that shall speak with his voice. And they will not be ashamed. What do I need? A house? I got one that Sister Robert gets to me all the time because I'm junky. I spend 90% of my time there in the office. When I'm not there, when I'm there, that's where I spend my time. Looking at scripture. I have a few books, but I've never been one given over into reading books. I just don't read them. I can't stay the trend of a book. I just can't. I'd do better if something was a historical type thing or book like that. I like reading things like that or some autobiography or some biography. I can read that easily. But when it comes to kind of factual things in the scripture, because I know how men their spirits are. But there are good books there. Those books that I offer, they're a good book. I got that. What is his name? It's a good book. If you want one, you can have one. If you don't, that makes no difference at all. Amen. I would have read a few more things. Give you a little something to go on till Wednesday. Bless you, Yahweh. John chapter 13, verse 2. John 13, verse 2. On supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart. See, now that's what he did. He actually put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. He simply put it into his heart. Now that's what scripture says. Yahshua, knowing that the Father had given all things in his hand, and that he was come from Yahweh, and went to Yahweh. He knew exactly where he come from, and he knew where he was going. He rises from his supper. He lay aside his garment. He took a towel and he girded himself. Yahshua, he girded himself. And then I want to drop down to verse 14. He knew that where he was coming from. The scripture says he knew he came from the Father. And he knew he was going back to Yahweh. That's what he says. John 13:3, listen. Yahshua, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, that he was come from Yahweh, and he went to Yahweh. He knew exactly where he was going. And knowing that he rose up from the supper, and he put aside his garment, he took a towel, he girded himself. Why? Because he knew that his hour was now. That he was going to die for our sins. That testimony would be sure. And we would have no reason not to know the Father. None whatsoever. None. John chapter 14, verse 6. Now, isn't this amazing? Because the way he says this, scripture is so simple. I know if you always take something ignorant like me and open this up. See, it had to be a simple man. Because intelligent people, they're just like Greeks. They want to ask questions. They're, well, let me see. They think because of what they do know that they give them strength. It isn't, sister. It's who you do know. That's all that matters. When Condoleezza Rice, I don't care if she is a woman, when she go to those Arab diplomats, it's not who she is. It's a matter of who she is sent by. Who you sent by? Well, I'm sent by President George W. Bush. That's all matters. Nothing else. It's not what she knows, it's who she is known of. And when she goes, she shall come in that power. I've got the whole USA behind me. She was there the other day and she said to the nation, she said, look, you can go with us or not, but we are going to take down Iran. And we're certainly going into North Korea. Period. What do they say? You think in North Korea, they go in there, within 10 hours, they would bomb the whole place to smithereens. And that would just make sense for the North Koreans to say, look, we're not going to develop no nuclear bombs. You agree with your adversary? America's yes, sir. She is an adversary right now. So I think I would just say, okay. Okay. I'll do what you say. I don't think I'll fight against you. No, sir, brothers. What would I look like, a man 6'9"? 310 pounds, 20-inch arms, 34-inch thighs. I say, no, sir, you're right. I was wrong, sir. I have no problem with that. No, sir, I'm wrong. That's what I'm going to do. But you could be arrogant and say, no, come on. Well, he's going to whip the fire out of you. You say what you want to. Because he knows at 6'9", 365 pounds, he knows that he's tough. And you ain't got enough to hit him to hurt him. He knows I won't have that. So I would say, sir, I'm sorry. Let me continue on as we close. John chapter 14, verse 6. There's so much more, saints, as I've searched the scriptures. Joshua said unto them, he said, listen now, I am the way, the truth. Because your way is truth. No man can even be saved unless he comes his way. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. And no man come unto the Father but by me, because I am his way. I am the truth of the Father. I am what is established, that you may come to me. Verse 7, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. Why? The only way you're going to know him, the Father draws you to him in order for you to know him. That's the only way you're going to know him. That the Father has opened your understanding to know him. And then you know him, you'll know the Father. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Drop down to verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me and the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. He told them where he was going. I'm going back. I came from Yahweh. I'm going back. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, you got to ask it in Yahshua's name. He said that my Father. He said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. For what reason? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. That's the whole thing, that Yahweh may be glorified. So you, when you ask it in my name, it glorifies the Father. And it makes known his mighty action, his deeds. So you ask it in my name so the Father may be glorified. He said, and I will pray to the Father, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwell with you, and he shall be with you. Let me read one more before I close. There's so much. I'll save this for some other time. It says here, glory. John 14, verse 28. Drop down to the 28th verse. I want to finish this out. He said, ye have heard how, John 14, verse 28. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and I come again unto you. If ye love me, you will rejoice. He said, you will just be glad because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Hereafter will I not talk much with you. For the prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father. Listen to him. Now, verse 31. That the world may know I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Now, my laws came from the Father. What he said, he gave me commandment. And he said, you will know that that I love the Father. Because you will know that the Father has given me commandment and I do what he says. That is how you know you love the Father. For you will do what he says. You don't do what he says. You don't love him. And that's the truth. I close with John 16, verse 25. Listen to this. John 16, 25 through 27. He said, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. But I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you. Did not I say this? Or what he was saying? You're going to ask something in my name. Did I not say that I will pray the Father for you? And I close with this in verse 27, what he says. For the Father himself loveth you. That ain't hard. He said, the Father loveth you because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out of Yahweh. See, the world can believe that he was the son of Yahweh. They rejected that. They can believe that he had came from Yahweh. They would have believed that he came from a god, because the pharaohs and the kings, they came from gods. That was their strength. And so they had Lord this, Lord that, Lord this, Lord that. They believed that the kings came from gods. They were birthed by gods. And that's why the lineage of the kings and the ruling fashion, that lineage were kept just like in Britain. Even today, they're above all the people because they are lords. So you got Lord Smith, that he rules a certain sphere, and his name is reverenced highly. He said, you will know that I have come from Almighty Yahweh. You will know that. Why? Because the Father must reveal that unto you. No man can come unto the Father unless he draws him. And Almighty Yahweh is the one that draws, not David. You can't even hear unless he wants you to hear. Scripture says he gave them ears and they hear not. He didn't intend for them to hear. And you can satisfy your flesh any way you want in your own little rituals and your own little traditions. Well, I got saved this way. I did too. I got saved and I was still sinning too. So were you. You lied. You did things. That's the truth. You sit in your hypocrisy all you want to. And you had to learn of him. And the more you learn of him, the more willing you were. Or your heart was constrained to do what's right. Say what you will, say what you may, brothers and sisters. You can say it any way you want to. That's just a fact. How do I know? Because the example is given in the scripture. When Joshua went to the cross, they all forsook him. And then when they all came together, he knew that he had to. He had prayed to the Father. He had to. He breathed on them and they all received the Holy Ghost. That was after he resurrected. He said, see, that's what Benny Hinn does today. The reason they had power to go out there in the world and do those things, because they were sealed of Yahweh. They were his. And they were in his hands. He said, and no man can pluck them out of the Father's hand. He knew that even as he sent them out, the world couldn't pluck them out. They was in his hand. And he knew the world couldn't pluck them out. He didn't have no fear of that. I know what our doctrines have taught us and I've twisted us. Little things, you know, that little things. That's why even with brothers I meet, I don't even try to contend with that, because I know how they're steeped in their rituals and things. As long as he is the ultimate, Yahshua, the Lamb, that's all that matters to me. Paul said, when I came among you, I didn't know anything but Yahshua and him crucified. I didn't care nothing about you, I didn't care about this, I didn't care about this, just him. That's all that matters. And see, we keep eyes on that, then the other things there, yeah, you won't have no problem. We have a problem because we get eyes off of him. You get your eyes on one another. Sure you do. That's the truth. I don't backpedal. Not one bit at all. And that's a fact. And so you can arouse your neighbors or your friends, whoever you want to. That ain't going to stop a thing. Not one bit at all. I'm pressing on. That's right. Bless him. I never forget that night. Sister Robert said to me, when he ran in the hospital, they're only going to destroy my faith. Destroy my heart. She didn't say it that way. She said, David, God doesn't. You don't want to do what he said. He'll find someone. Just like he took Judas bishopric and he gave it to another. He said, he'll find someone. And when she said that, put strength in my heart. Because I had such great love for the man. No, I had great love for him. And I had great honor for him. I never spoke out of, no sir, I didn't do that. I honored him greatly. No, sir. That's why even prophets have, you know, that's why he didn't deal with a lot of people, because that's why he was kind of harsh with them. And I can see that. Because everybody got 1,000 questions. And all they got to do is just, faith never comes by question. Those men ask Joshua a question, they never get faith to believe what he said. It came by hearing. And that's just it. I don't care what your questions ask, they just always destroy love. It brings in something there. It does. That's why I don't know anything really about Jeff. No more what he told me when they went out somewhere. I said, man, I said, what would the boys do if they see you and me riding together? And on that, I grabbed it and hug Jeff and kiss him. Boy, they probably would have rocked us out of Concord that day. And what do you think they would have done to us, huh? I don't care about that. He's a brother. His sins were no different than mine. Huh? I had the same kind of hatred he had. Ain't no different. Not only did I hate white folks, I hate black folks too. Glory, glory. So what? What's the big deal?
What's the difference between our sin? None. He was trying to save America. I was trying to save my own flesh. Dirty flesh. What's the difference? There ain't no difference, son. It's the same. But our pride wants to make us think that, well, I had a better cause. That's not truth. That's not the truth. You go out there in the hood and ask black folks, how many of them hate? Who do they hate? Watch out who's getting killed. Man, son, Spirit of Yahshua rests in your hearts. Be encouraged, saints.